Welcome to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a Word-powered daily reading Bible guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-877-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. If you want to talk to Barbara right now, she is expecting your call. You may call that same toll-free number, 1-877-917-7256, to speak to her. And now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
On this Encore program, Darren and I talked to Ada, who discovered, after coming home from a mission trip to China, that her husband has been involved with another woman. Darren talks to her about forgiveness, that it is a decision, an act of the will, releasing someone from judgment. It is not mental assent. Forgiveness is not only releasing, but allowing Holy Spirit to do a work in you so that you will forget the sting of the action against you, even if you don't feel like it. God works on the words that you say and the attitude of your spirit. Let's join the show and learn more of God's ways.
Well, I'm here with my precious wife, Barbara, today.
Wow.
You're precious, Barbara.
Oh.
You're precious. And I'm Darren, and we do this unusual show called Darren in Denver every day, Monday through Friday, right here on KLT Radio.
This is great. This is the day that the Lord has made, and
yes,
we will
is.
Rejoice and be glad in it.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
You know, as I was shaving God. This morning, I heard you playing on the piano and praising the Lord, and that is such a blessing for our house to have that go. It comes up the stairway. We have a rather high ceiling in our house, and down the hallway and into the bathroom where I'm shaving. That's a real blessing, Barb.
Oh, there's one song, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is peace. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is love. There is comfort in the darkest hour. There is light and life. And it all comes from Holy Spirit, from God wanting us to be totally blessed and comforted. He's our comforter, Darren. There's no one like him. And it's such a blessing to be able to teach about him.
Mm. You know, I think about people that don't have Jesus. I can't even, it's beyond my imagination to know how they make it. Mm-hmm. And I know we have some that are listening today that don't know Jesus yet. You've been thinking about it. You may have been tuning in on the show saying, what are these crazy people about? Well, one thing we're crazy about is Jesus, and we're kind of crazy about each other, and we love doing radio.
And we love you guys,
yes,
too.
Yes, we do. But let me make this suggestion to you. Let me tell you how to come to Jesus. You say, I'm not ready. You guys are a bunch of nuts. Well, I'm going to tell you, like I saw a young man with Campus Crusade tell a doctor. We were down on the beach in Florida ministering, witnessing to people, and this doctor was from Canada. And he had his family with him, and this young man was an expert, you know, in presenting Jesus. And he said, well, here is a plan of salvation. And the man says, I am not interested. We'd already gone through the salvation presentation one time, and the young man said, you know, I'm gonna give it to you again, because when you're ready, you'll know how to get saved. After we take this phone call, I'm going to talk to you about salvation. It's
okay.
Really easy to get saved. It
okay.
Really is. Jesus is waiting to give you the peace, but before he does that, he'll forgive your sins, and he's the only one that can forgive sins. Let's talk to Ada Chen in Fort
yes.
Collins. How are you, Ada?
I'm okay.
What can we do for you?
Well, I just feel I'm very stressful, but then with the Lord's grace, I'm also lucky enough, because every day I prayed a lot. Earlier this morning, I think I listened to your program.
Right.
I intended to call you. It just happened a couple of minutes ago. I turned the radio again and heard you and Barbara.
Right.
So
well, Ada, I'll tell you something. We're on at 2:30 in the morning.
Uh-huh.
We're on at 5:30 and also at 10:30.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, I was listening to the 5:30 program.
Good.
At that time, I didn't call you. And like I said, a minute ago, I turned on this again. I heard your voice. I dial the number right away.
Good. Where are you from, Ada?
I was born in China, grew up in Taiwan, and mm-hmm. have been in Fort Collins for almost 30 years.
Wonderful.
Oh, wow.
And I have been a Catholic for almost 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
But then when I came to Fort Collins, I went to a Catholic church for 20 years, but I didn't have much spiritual growth. Then until 5 years ago, I studied the Bible myself. Mm. And then a few months after, I rebaptized with my church, which is the Fort Collins Ifri Church.
Mm. Well,
and, well, also, I was called by Lord to go to China with my missionary work there. So I go to there very often, bring Bible and the spiritual material to share the people who don't know Lord. There are two things I really like you to pray with me. In January, I went to China, and that's for missionary purpose. But then something just very sad. My hubby had an affair with a church sister. And that happened when I was doing my missionary work in China. I knew that was an attack from Satan. But then for this 3 months...
Now, just a minute. You said your hubby, you mean your husband?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Got it.
And yeah, he became a Christian 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And he studies, you know, every week he goes to BSF, and he loves Lord, but then this just happened.
Okay.
And
was that just this year that happened?
Yeah.
Okay.
Last January, when I was
in
my missionary work in China.
Or have you been able to forgive him?
Well, I want to, and I am, but then very often I still feel very painful.
Sure.
But then, with Lord's grace, it's very lucky. I got this chance. I attended Dale Carnegie training, so I prayed a lot because that's one of the worry principle. And I guess I prayed every day and many times a day. So we are restoring because some of our friends suggest us to go to counselor, but I, for some reason, I just feel Lord is my direct counselor.
Well, now, what is it that you want to do? You want to have forgiveness register in your heart for your husband?
Yes, I want to, because he's trying his best to rebuild this family, to rebuild our relationship.
Mm-hmm.
But he's trying and he's doing. But sometimes, every time when I think about the affair, and sometimes I want to compliment, to thank what he has been doing. But then, when the words come to my mouth, I stopped.
Okay, now let me say this to you. The Carnegie courses are good, but they're primarily mental.
Yes, I understand.
Excuse me. Now, what you need here is real forgiveness, Ada, that goes deeper than just making a decision, well, we're going to forgive and we're going to forget and we're going to try to restore.
Yes.
What you need to have is God's forgiveness to move in your heart. You need to have God take the defilement away because of the sexual encounter. So in other words, you need to be cleansed. You need to have fear taken away. Your husband needs to get into the Word, and he needs to defeat the spirit of lust with God's Word.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, he'll be a repeat offender. He'll do it again.
Mm-hmm.
And that would break your heart for sure.
And we just can't do it on our own. We can't do all this stuff on our own. And I know you know that, Ada.
Yes.
We need the help of Holy Spirit to do that. And God's people are not exempt from temptation. I'll tell you, the enemy comes every day to tempt us.
Right.
And that does not mean we're any less of a person, but we need to hold strong and not give in to that temptation.
Yes.
So we're going to say a prayer.
Let's pray. Are you ready to forgive your husband?
Yeah, well... Yes, I've been wanting to do this, every day.
Okay.
And, like this morning, after your 5:30 program, we went out walk, and then we prayed together.
Right.
We
good.
Both want to rebuild, our family.
Sure.
Good.
So,
well, this is one thing. Then another thing, I'm attacked by, my father is an awful person. He's an awful Catholic.
Okay.
And he's not a good Catholic. Caused a lot of trouble to the family, big stress to me. So these are the two things.
Well, let's pray.
Thank you.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Now, do you believe when we pray that God's going to do the work for you?
Yes.
I do too. Now, Ada, we work with a kind of forgiveness called Jesus kind that's better than a mental forgiveness. You need heart forgiveness. You got to forgive your husband from your heart.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus is the only one that can put that in there.
Yes.
So let me pray. Father, I thank you for Ada's phone call today. And Lord Jesus, I've never met her, but you know her. And I believe she's born again. You're born again, Ada?
Yes.
You know Jesus as your Savior?
Yes.
Now, Lord Jesus, she needs a deep work in her heart. And I'm asking you now, right now, to put forgiveness in Ada's heart that would flow through, that she would be able to forgive and release her husband for this affair. She would begin to forgive and release herself, Jesus, with your forgiveness that always works. And Lord, if there's any anger or disappointment in you, I ask that that forgiveness would flow through her heart and she'd forgive and release you too. And Father, she believed that she was doing your work, and the devil slipped in the back door while she was gone, tried to tear up her marriage and damage her ministry. And now, Lord Jesus, I ask you to wash both Ada and her husband clean. Give them a spiritual bath and take the defilement away and the spiritual dirt that slipped into their marriage through this affair. And I thank you for doing that. And then, Lord, I ask you to cleanse her of all the spirits that come, the spirits of anger and mockery from her dad, and just wash that away too. And then, Lord, any defilement she picked up while she was traveling to China, any demons, any influence that would come against her ministry and come against her and against her mind, I ask you to defeat that also and set her free, Jesus. Set her free and give her hope in the perfect total restoration of her marriage. And now, Lord, we ask a special blessing on her husband, a blessing of purity to step away from lust. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you very much.
It sounds like you were on the right track, and that's wonderful. And we have a tape about washing our hands of the past, and it might be a real benefit to you. And if you will leave your name and address, we will send that tape out to you. It's just washing your hand, actually going into the sink and washing your hand, and we'll give you instruction about that on the tape. It's a wonderful step, yeah, of cleansing. It will.
Thanks.
And we just wish the best for you and your husband. And
thank you.
God bless your ministry.
Thank you.
Okay, Ada, hang on. We'll get your address.
Okay.
Oh, God is so good.
Thank you, Lord.
God is so good.
You know how the devil steps in, mostly with relationships.
He does.
And those that are close to us. So then it hurts us so deeply. We can't even, we're paralyzed. We can't even move, it seems like. And when we're doing good things, then the enemy seems to step in and do that. Oh, I hate him.
Well,
I just hate him.
The devil comes after the leadership of the church and after their marriages. And
yes.
Several years ago, I heard a story about two people flying on an airplane. They were across the aisle from each other, and one man refused the meal when they went to serve. And he said, and they inquired, "Why aren't you eating?" He says, "Well, I'm fasting." And he said, "You know, I'm a Satan worshiper. We're fasting for the destruction of ministers and their marriages."
Wow.
And so there's power in fasting on both sides of the spirit world, folks. You've got to be knowledgeable. That's one reason why we like to teach on the power of Holy Spirit. And Paul said, "I would not have you ignorant concerning the spiritual gifts." I would not have you ignorant. And there's such a profound ignorance in the body of Christ about the ministry of Holy Spirit and the power. And folks, I'm going to tell you, a lot of you are trying to get it done by willpower. You're trying to get it done by saying, "Well, I'm just going to suck it up here, and we're going to go for it, and we're never going to give in. We're never going to bend or break." But willpower doesn't get the job done.
No,
you have to have something outside of yourself. We believe with everything that is in us, that's power of Holy Spirit, and it's available to you. Uh-huh. It's available to you. So we're going to go to the book of Joel to begin today.
That's right. In the Old Testament, Darren, Ruach, which is the word for spirit, is mentioned 226 times. Sometimes we as believers say, you know, there's not much about Holy Spirit in the Word until you really begin studying. And he appears 226 times in the Old Testament, and then as Pneumah in the New Testament, 255 times. It means spirit, Holy Spirit, a breeze, a current, a fresh anointing. I think it's so wonderful. We can study about him. In Joel 2:28, it says, "After this great distress on Israel, it will come about after this time where God's going to restore Israel." And I believe that's been since World War II. I believe these are the last days. It will come about after this that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh, and your sons and daughters will prophesy, your old men will dream dreams, your young men will see visions, and even on the male and female servants I will pour out my spirit in those days. And Darren, I think it's so important that you say, when you don't understand it, don't say anything derogatory about it, because it says here, there's going to be visions, there's going to be messages of prophecy, there are going to be dreams, and we aren't going to understand all these dreams if we're outside of the Spirit. If we're just with our mind, by mental assent, we aren't going to get this. So we better not say anything badly about things that are going on in the Spirit in our churches nowadays.
Well, now it also goes on to say this, and I will display wonders in the sky and on the earth, blood, fire, columns of smoke. The sun will be turned into darkness, the moon into blood. Now, we've seen that during volcanic activity. I mean, it darkens the sky. And even when they had that volcano in Oregon, we had volcanic ash coming down on our cars here in Colorado. Mm-hmm. When they had that other tremendous volcano in the South Pacific, we had a change in our climate. And so that happens. I mean, these signs in the heavens are happening.
And we don't have to be rocket scientists to see that they are multiplying more and more numerously every year, these different things.
And it says, before the great and awesome day of the Lord comes. Now, we don't know when he's coming. And Jesus doesn't even know. The Father knows. He's the only one that knows. And it will come about that whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be delivered.
Hallelujah.
For on Mount Zion and in Jerusalem there will be those who escape, as the Lord has said, even among the survivors whom the Lord calls. He is calling you today to know him. Now here's how easy it is to come to know Jesus, because he's going to do the work for you. Mm-hmm. And it's found, and if you are interested in leading people to Jesus, you need to know these scriptures. In Romans chapter 10, and I was showing this to some people the other day, you can take verse 9 and 10. It says, if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved.
It's so important, the raising from the dead, the resurrection of Jesus
right.
Christ, because even the demons believe. But we as believers must know that he is our Savior. He is the one that shed his blood for our sins. As we believe on him, our sins are taken away. Hallelujah.
Now that's
what a glorious...
That's the first step. And the Bible makes it very clear, the only doorway to get to the Father God is Jesus. And the door has a name on it. It's a man. his name is Jesus.
He is the answer.
So today, if you're driving down the road, you're listening at home or in your office, we have a lot of people listen to us in offices. Why don't you right now just say, Lord Jesus, I confess, just as it says here in Scripture, I confess with my mouth that you are Lord. And I believe in my heart that God raised you from the dead. And I want to be saved. See, and if you're following along with me there and you're giving mental assent and heart assent, and you mean this in your heart, then I want you to let us know. You can call us at area code 303-689-0499. That's our office number. Let us know if you're a brand new believer. We'll send some materials that will be a blessing in your life. Now, the next verse says this, for with the heart man believes, resulting in righteousness. That means you're right standing with God. And with the mouth he confesses, resulting in salvation. So if you've just confessed Jesus is Lord, if you're at the office and you don't want to say that because there are other people around you, go to the restroom. Go to the restroom and just say, I confess Jesus, I confess your Lord. And I ask you to forgive my sins. I want you in my life. I need your help. Or maybe you have to wait until you have your lunch break or a coffee break. And I'll tell you, God will do that. He'll come right in and do that.
Amen. I believe that Holy Spirit here, Darren, is used as a seal. When you believe in Jesus Christ as Savior, Holy Spirit comes in to live with you and abide with you. And God has set his seal, Holy Spirit, on you so that you are safe from the things of the enemy. As you confess Jesus with your mouth, and as you confess the word with your mouth, you are safe. I really truly believe that. It's like in the last days, when you call upon the name of the Lord, Holy Spirit there, as he's poured out on all flesh, is set as a seal. It says here in John 3, that John is speaking about Jesus, and he says, what he has seen and heard of, that he bears witness, and no man receives his witness, capital H. He has received his witness, that he has set his seal to this, that God is true. I believe Holy Spirit here is the seal, because he says, He speaks the word of God, for he gives the Spirit without measure. Hallelujah. Spirit is always there. Holy Spirit is always there where Jesus is preached. Holy Spirit is there to come confirm and to seal that approval on us. Praise God.
And you know, within Holy Spirit, we have many gifts, but primarily these gifts are divided into three categories. We have the gifts of language, that's tongues, prophecy, and interpretation. We have the gifts that reveal, the word of knowledge, discernment of spirits, word of wisdom. And then we have power gifts that do things. There's a gift of faith, and that's what we were praying for this little baby in Lamar today. We were praying for this little Taryn, a little girl named Taryn, by the power gift of faith, and also a power gift of healing. And then there's another power gift called miracles, or the working of miracles. Mm-hmm. We need all those things functioning in the body of Christ for us to be, frankly, for us to make it.
That's right. Like the gift of faith you were just talking about. That in the Greek means it is divine guidance that will deliver you through an impossible situation. Listen, if you think that you're a Christian and you're never going to go through situations, impossible situations, you're wrong, because there are going to be times when you pass through the waters, when you pass through the fire, it says in Isaiah 43. But the wonderful thing about receiving Jesus into your heart and being a believer of Jesus Christ is that he's going to be with you and he's going to bring you through. And this gift of faith is a divine guidance to deliver you through that impossible situation. Not keep you from it, but deliver you through it. Just like Daniel, he wasn't kept from the den of lions, but God sure delivered him through it. And we're going to see that
was a gift of faith.
It sure was.
He was given a gift of faith there to survive.
Yes.
And to stand there, to not freak out. And see, this faith has a substance with it. It's not just something, it's not just an idea, but it has spiritual substance, and it tells you that in Hebrews 11:1. Faith is the substance. See, so there's something to it. It's a unseen substance that you need. And if you don't have that in your spiritual pantry, mm-hmm. let's say it that way, and it's much like making a cake. If you go to make a cake and you don't have the ingredients that you need, you're not going to have the cake. And it is an ingredient that you need. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. We've got a call. Let's take it. Roseanne, how are you doing?
Hi, I'm just doing fine.
Good.
My name is Ruth Ann. I think you got it wrong.
Ruth Ann.
Okay.
Okay. Pray for our engineer here.
That's okay. Yeah, you read my letter on Monday.
Yes.
Yes. And so that was a real blessing to me.
Oh,
and
well.
And I just enjoy your program so much.
Well,
we live out here in Eastern Colorado, and I'm in an office all by myself, and I can listen to the radio all day long, which I do.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, your letter brought some principles that we wanted to bring out to the listeners of Darren in Denver, and that is, when there is a situation in your life where you feel like you're going out of control, then you sit down and you say, okay, Holy Spirit, what's going on here? Tell me just exactly what you did. And he's going to bring that word of wisdom to you, that word of knowledge about what you're going through. And I really appreciate your letter and how you explained that.
Well, thank you.
Praise God.
I mean, it was quite an experience in my life, because it had nothing like that had ever happened to me before.
Mm. Well,
but I just, a couple other things that I just wanted to bring out, that my daughter, I don't know if I mentioned this in the letter, she basically went through the same thing I did, mm-hmm. as far as leaving home and all that. And I knew when she was pregnant, she left the home, and I knew where she was at and everything, but we did not have the freedom to call her or anything like that. And I was just praying out one day to God. I said, you know, I would like a relationship with her before she has this baby. This happened 2.5 years ago.
Oh.
And one morning the Lord just said, well, send her a family picture. So I did. And I wrote on the bottom of them, I said, you can see you were and are still part of a family that loves you very much. We desperately want to
see you. Oh, that's good.
Oh, praise God.
And as I put that into the mailbox, the Lord just said to me, he says, now do you understand how I desperately want to see my children? And that took me to my knees.
Oh, yes.
And I'll tell you what, since that day, I mean, I have to spend time with the Lord, because he just so I knew my daughter, you know, how I wanted to see her so bad. And mm-hmm. I knew where she was at and everything, but I did not have the freedom. And it's just like our Heavenly Father knows where we're at, but He wants His children to spend time with Him.
That's right.
Oh, yes, that's so right. True. God and, bless you.
Yeah, and I just kind of wanted to share that. But
well,
could I
wonderful.
Have some prayer?
Sure.
Sure.
Okay,
we got about a minute.
We got 1 minute. So.
Okay. I was hit by a train. My mother was killed by a train, but about 4 years ago, or 5 years ago, I was hit by a train and broke my neck. And I need some healing in my neck.
Oh, praise God. Well, that sounds like a curse, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So we need to.
Yeah, are you in pain right now?
No, it's just a real stiff neck.
Okay.
They had to do a fusion in my neck.
Okay.
And, but I just don't want any arthritis to set in there, and also that the stiffness would go away.
Well, I'll tell you what. Let's pray.
Okay.
You're hanging onto the phone with one hand. Why don't you put your other hand up on your neck? Lord, I thank you for healing Ruth Ann today and taking the stiffness out of the muscles, and also ask you to bring relief where they fused with that vertebrae together. Mm-hmm. And Lord, you can do that. And I ask you to compensate supernaturally here because of this accident, and also take out the spirit of trauma and break the curses of accidents. Yes. And I thank you for that. And I ask you to take this neck, Lord, and in your hands, and just make it able to move, give it flexibility it's never had since the operation, to bring glory and honor to your name, Father. I thank you for that today. I'm asking for that today. Now, Ruth Ann, move your head around and talk to me. How is it?
Thank you, Lord. We're asking God.
Pretty good.
We're asking God for a creative
miracle. Now, do it some more here.
I am. Boy, I tell you what, it's pretty limber.
Thank you, Lord.
Good.
Praise the Lord.
Well, I tell you, we're also praying here by a gift of miracles. And a gift of miracles is different than a gift of faith. Yeah. But I believe God is doing a miracle there for you.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank Amen. You. Well, I just wanted to call you.
Good. Good. How's your neck doing? I want to know about that. Move it around.
It's good.
Good.
Praise God. Well, praise the Lord. Just keep praising the Lord, and He'll make it just so flexible you'll be able to do all kinds of stuff.
Amen.
Well, God bless you. We love you, Ruth Ann.
Yeah, I love you too.
Thank you.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may leave your message at 1-877-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or you may email us at BarbaraCarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy in